From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We will do our best to answer as many of your questions today as possible. Starting off today from the email, Samantha wants to know what's happening at the corner of Buckner and Garland Road in Casa Linda Plaza. She says there was a defunct mobile gas station there, not the original Casa Linda mobile gas station, which is a whole other story. She's talking about the one that was there on the corner that was more modern. And it was recently torn down, she says. I heard rumors that a Chick-fil-A might be going in, but now they've laid grass over the entire property where the station used to be. Does anybody know what's going on? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Cozy says the local grocer recently removed the plastic bag recycling bin. The City of Dallas's website says they do not take plastic bags in recycling. I inquired, Cozy says, and was told it's because the bags jam the conveyor belts. I live in East Dallas near Casa Linda. Does anyone have any suggestions on where to recycle plastic bags now? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Thatcher says, I listen to your show every week from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Thatcher. And I will be visiting the Dallas area next month and was hoping to visit some Texas breweries that offer gluten-free beer options. Are there any in the DFW area that are made from alternative grains? I know there is a new additive brewers use that actually binds to the gluten and greatly reduces the amount in beer. Thatcher says, and I'm not interested in cider. Looking for gluten-free Texas beer and brewery tours. 800-933-5372. Let's see, another email from the inbox at anything at kera.org. Doug says, I'm looking for an apartment complex in Frisco, Plano, or Carrollton that does not allow pets. He says, I realize this request may not be popular with the majority of your listeners, but it is what I truly need, and I'm having difficulty finding such an apartment complex. Does anyone have any suggestions for Doug? John wants to know. John has recently relocated to the North Texas area, and John emails us from Dallas. Crash bar or panic bar doors are safety doors on fire exits or emergency exits to prevent crowds from stampeding or being trapped in an emergency. The whole point of the doors, he says, is that they will automatically open when pushed. He says, but in Texas, I keep running across these red button doors where you have to push the red button to unlock the crash bar door. He says, this seems to defeat the entire purpose of the doors. Does anybody know why it's allowed? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. I would imagine that maybe the security system, like if the smoke alarm goes off or the fire alarm has been sounded, either by a person pulling the fire alarm or by a smoke detection system, I would imagine that the magnetic door locks that are controlled by the red buttons automatically release. But I don't know this. So someone will give us the answer. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's get started today with Jose calling from Dallas. Hello, Jose.
Hey, Jeff. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, same to you.
I wanted to call and ask if there is a place near the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I can actually pay to take a family picture with blue bonnets. Usually you see people taking pictures on the side of the road, and I've tried to do it. It's a little bit unsafe. So somewhere where you could, an individual, not a service that takes pictures, but you as an individual could go to a property and pay for a fee and go inside their property and take a family picture with blue bonnets.
Someplace that's not on the side of the highway.
No, right.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. I don't think the blue bonnets are up yet, but you're ahead of the game this year.
I'm trying to be a little bit proactive.
Yeah, it won't be long if the warm weather continues. So you're a little ahead of the game. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Scott in Arlington emails us, I'd like to find a charity that can use furniture directly through setting up housing for the homeless, et cetera, rather than for resale. He says, I have a couch and love seat in good condition that I'm replacing, and I'm in Arlington and could deliver locally. I just want to get it where it's most needed. Well, let's see. We have a caller at 800-933-5372. Sean, yeah. Looks like you have an answer for that.
I do. I work for an agency that does housing for homeless individuals, and I would love to be able to help your caller out or anyone else who may have stuff.
What is your agency?
I can't actually say over the radio.
Oh, you can't?
I can't.
Okay. All right. Well, email us and we'll forward along Scott's email.
Outstanding. Thank you.
I did look up, incidentally, before the show, Mission Arlington is an organization that we've heard of many times on this show. And Mission Arlington, I believe they pick stuff up. They have all kinds of services, including, I got to say, the Alan Sachs Dental Clinic, which is pretty cool. Alan Sachs is a political science professor out at UTA who does a lot of philanthropy. But Mission Arlington offers furniture and appliances. It says, according to their website here, Monday through Saturday, the mission picks up donated furniture and appliances and delivers them to families who have experienced loss due to flood, fire, and other crisis situations. So, Scott, there is a lead for you right there, missionarlington.org. They have all kinds of services, but it looks like they will pick up furniture and appliances and deliver them directly to people. So happy to mention that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter as well. And you know what? I want to mention this question I read in the Billboard, too, from Eric. Wondering if there's a place in Fort Worth where you can find hemp milk for sale in Fort Worth. Anybody have a lead? 800-933-5372 is our phone number, and let's go next on the phones to Jeffrey in Plano. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I've got a question. I know there's companies out there that do recycling of computers for the hard drives and precious metals.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything else that does a free pickup for servers or switches?
Switches, you don't mean light switches. You mean big switching units.
Like switches where you'd have all your Cat5 cables and all your internet cables going into.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, sir.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Judy in Dallas. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Good. I wanted to let you know you're right about the red button release and the way that the system works. It automatically releases in an event of emergency, and more and more municipalities are allowing that. I work in the architecture and construction industry, so we're seeing it more often, and it's the magnetic hold is not that strong anyway, and if there was a big crowd, you could probably pop it open anyway. So
okay.
You're right.
All right, hey. All right, I can stop. We can just start playing. We can play along. You know, we can play Dark Side of the Moon or something now for the rest of the hour. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure. Have a good day.
Let's talk. We got another answer on this, too, from Bob in Plano. Hey, Bob.
Hey, one other thing about that magnetic lock, if the power goes out, you're not trapped. It actually will unlock in a power failure as well. But I also have an answer for you on the hemp milk.
I just
happened to be in a Sprouts on Sunday, and I noticed they had hemp milk, and I thought that was kind of curious, so I happened to notice that. So to tell them to go to Sprouts. And then on the guy that needed the recycling of switches and servers and all that kind of stuff, there's a company in Plano called Wiseman Technologies, Weismann, and they will do that kind of work. They don't actually do it themselves, but they pick it up and then take it wherever you need it to go be recycled. Hmm. You can find them on the web at wisemantech.com.
Bob, thanks so much for calling.
Hey, have a good day.
All right, you too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Nicole in Dallas says, on those plastic bags, donate them to your local food pantry. That's a good idea. And let's see, someone else says Whole Foods still accepts plastic bags for recycling. And I think I've seen a plastic bag you know, drop-off, recycling drop-off at Central Market. But the food pantry is a really good idea. Of course, in Dallas now, there's a city ordinance against plastic bags. I guess you can still pay for them when you check out. So there probably won't be as many to deal with for those of us who have, you know, a bag full of them, et cetera. You know, you can't reuse them when they have holes in them, right? You can't use them for the dog poop and stuff like that when they've got holes in them. So it's good to know where to recycle them. And I guess you can't really donate them to a food pantry if they've got holes in them as well. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next to Adam calling from Dallas. Hello, Adam.
Hi, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Good. I'm looking for public pull-up bars, like either in a park or at a school, just to do pull-ups on in Dallas.
Yeah, that's kind of tough because, you know, the playground equipment isn't really set up for grown-ups to do pull-ups on, right?
Right, they're not.
And sometimes there are those, you know, I know at White Rock Lake they had that sort of workout course around the lake, so you kind of you walk or run, and there'd be like a balance beam, and then there'd be like some other kind of you know, wood and steel based gear to do an exercise on.
That's basically what I'm looking for, except not that far out.
Right. Okay.
A little far.
You're in downtown. You're looking for something like that in downtown.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great. Well, we'll see if somebody has a pull-up bar location in downtown. I'd like to know myself.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And there's, of course, the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Kevin says, via email, that Dallas Furniture Bank picks up furniture and works with Dallas homeless shelters to provide recently back-on-their-feet families with furniture. So there's Dallas Furniture Bank. I'm sure you can find them. Another answer on this, Catholic Charities will pick up furniture that they use for homeless and recently arrived immigrant families. So there's an answer there too, Catholic Charities. On the plastic bag question, Elisa says, I just dumped a bunch of bags at Lowe's last week. I also saw a bag recycling bin at the Tom Thumb at Forest and Marsh. I've seen them a few other places. Mostly, she says, I have newspaper bags since I always use cloth bags for groceries. And let's see. We have one more on that. We don't, but we might online or on the phone. Actually, it looks like the Blue Bonnet folks are starting to queue up. So we'll get some of those. But let's go back to an oldie but a goodie question from Rob calling from Allen. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Great. Hey, listen, I've spent a lot of time on Texas highways, and as you drive along, you see those big green signs that tell you how many miles you are away from a city. I've always wondered, where is that measuring to? Is it to the edge of the city? Is it to the center of the city, the city hall or library or post office?
Those are the answers we've gotten. Over the years, we've heard, well, it's to the county courthouse, or it's to the main post office, or it's to the city hall, but you know what? Let's get this one answered definitively today. Somebody will give us a convincing, definitive sounding answer, and we'll print it out and put it in the folder.
Great, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Rob. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. I always thought it was to the courthouse. That's what I always thought. Because right in the little towns, the courthouse is right at the center. But then somebody said the post office one time. I thought, well, that makes sense because there's a lot of mail, right, being delivered back and forth. All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer on that or anything else. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. From KERA, it's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where you can send me a tweet. That's what Lisa did, who says, I think there might be a pull-up bar in the Wilson Historic District near downtown. There's a small outdoor track, so maybe some other exercise She says apparatuses/apparati. Julie says there are adult-sized workout gear in Farmers Branch at Rawhide Park, but that's not in downtown Dallas either. So we'll get there. Somebody knows, right? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Oh, from the control room, the greatness of Fiona says, cat owners like me are desperate for plastic bags for kitty litter utilization. So you can donate those plastic bags to your cat-owning friends. So that's a good tip, too. Let's talk next on the phone to Russell calling from North Richland Hills. Hey, Russell.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good, good. Well, I know the gentleman called about blue bonnets. Mm-hmm. I work for a landscape company, and one of the churches, one of our clients in the Southlake area, called Whitechapel United Methodist Church. And we planted a good selection of those there. So probably in springtime, I don't know if he's anywhere close to that, but that's a great place for blue bonnets. And I know a lot of other churches in the area kind of do that for a lot of their members, so that's
nice.
A good place for him to start.
Great, and it's Whitechapel, and where is it? What town's it in?
It's in Southlake.
Very good. Russell, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jeff.
800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Timothy in Arlington. Hey, Timothy.
Hi, I live in South Arlington, and this is a blue bonnet answer as well.
Sure.
So down in Mansfield area, you travel down 360 past 20, it turns into a farmer's road instead of a highway. And there's these large mounds that fill in the spring with bluebonnets. And it's great for taking pictures because you can get them like a cascading mountain of bluebonnets behind you.
Cool.
And because there's not very much highway when it turns into a farm road, the best place to look is Hawaiian Falls. That's where you would look it up because that's the address. So Hawaiian Falls in Mansfield. There's a big mountain full of bluebonnets.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. We got a couple of answers on this, too, from the email inbox. Stanley says Cedar Hill State Park has a bluebonnet field that is great for pictures. So there is that's definitely not right next to the road. Josh says there are bluebonnet Facebook pages like Texas Bluebonnet Sightings. So there's a lead on that. Elena says Dallas Heritage Village at Old City Park in Dallas has a large wildflower meadow that blooms each year. Museum admission is required, but individuals are welcome to take pictures, though professional photographers are asked to purchase a membership. So there's another lead. And let's get one more on this from Gail in Rockwall. Hey, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I don't know if they still do it, but the golf course down in Ennis, you could rent a golf cart and ride through the golf course, and they had different areas where they had bluebonnets and wildflowers planted.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Nancy McKinney says there's a pull-up bar on the new pedestrian bridge that parallels the Hunt Bridge. There are several fitness initiatives on the bridge. That's the old Singleton Bridge Park, I think. She says it's more like a park, and UT Dallas is collecting plastic bags to make jump ropes out of. So you might look up UT Dallas and see if you can figure out where that is. I didn't even think about the bridge park downtown. There's absolutely a bunch of fitness gear and stuff for the kids to play on there, too. Austin says pretty much every Walmart store has a recycle box right inside the front door where you can leave plastic shopping bags, among other recyclables. And let's see. Cesar says there are pull-up bars at Keyst Park and Oak Cliff off of Hampton Road. So a couple answers on that. I think the Bridge Park, though, is the one. It's right near, you know, La Bajada traditionally was the name of the neighborhood. And now it's the Trinity Grove area over there. So, I mean, you can't miss it if you drive across the big bridge at the end of Woodall Rogers from downtown to West Dallas. I mean, that's the park right there. So really great lead on that. 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phones to Robert in Dallas. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Jeff. got a question about a book that came out last October.
Okay.
It's a Simon & Schuster book. The title is Lyrics, and it's Bob Dylan's lyrics from 1960-something to later.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying first or second edition, it says hardcover edition.
Hmm.
Is there a softcover edition?
I would assume there eventually
would be.
Right. Huh. So inside the copyright page, it says hardcover edition, not first edition.
Correct. Hmm. And I don't know if that also could mean that it's a limited run of a hardcover book.
It's a good question. We'll see if we get some answers for you.
Continued success. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, thank you very much. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org, of course. Let's see. Michael writes us, I've noticed that the forecast for this area can be highly inaccurate. He says, I understand it's all a science of guessing, but is it more difficult to forecast the weather here than in other parts of the country? That's a good question. Jack and Azel wants to know if anyone can suggest a good way to set up a 45-pound long-legged dog to safely ride in a motorcycle sidecar. I guess you don't want your dog to jump out of the sidecar, right? But you do see dogs in sidecars, right? They're, I mean, that's the thing, right? On the internet, there are all kinds of pictures of dogs in sidecars. When I saw the when I saw the subject, incidentally, of this email, it says sidecar dog. I thought we were going to talk about cocktails, honestly. And then I clicked on it and saw that it was that it really was what it said. But we'll see if somebody. I mean, I think you want a harness thing, right? Unless your dog really. You know your dog's not going to jump out of the sidecar. Bill wants to know, where can I locate an engraver to put my contact information on the bottom of my laptop and phone? It could possibly help if I did forget it and maybe have it returned. You used to could go to your local police substation. And they had an engraving tool that you could engrave your information on, you know, on all your stuff, all your valuable stuff. They would check out to you, or they would, you could take your thing up. I mean, this is a long time ago. I know this because every tool or toolbox that I own that was my grandfather's has his driver's license engraved on it. He was an electrician by trade. But he took advantage of the check out the engraver. I mean, it was on the back of the television. It was on everything that he owned. So I don't know if you can still do that, though. I don't know if the police department still offers that option. But somebody will help Bill figure out how to or where to get an engraver to engrave his stuff for him. Let's see. This is from Sean, who says, on that question about recycling plastic bags, they do have recycling receptacles in the entryway at Walmart neighborhood markets. My question is, so this is a different question. Whenever I get off the freeway at about Frankford and President George Bush Turnpike, my GPS tries to steer me back onto the freeway and says, change made cars. I was wondering what that was and if it has anything to do with the tollway. I would assume it might have something to do with the tollway. But why is it doing it? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. By the way, Mandy says, Sprouts and Whole Foods both sell unsweetened vanilla hemp milk. Sprouts will order chocolate hemp milk for you. They used to stock it, but now it's order only. And Mandy says, I highly recommend the chocolate hemp. 800-933-5372 is where we find Wyatt calling from Dallas. Hello, Wyatt.
Hi, Jeff. First-time caller. I really love the show.
Oh, thanks.
And I just wanted to ask, I've been looking for authentic Chinese food in Dallas, and I know there's a bunch out in Plano and Richardson, but I just want to know if anyone knows of any good places in Dallas.
You want the actual thing, like not, you know, because most Chinese food is not... What we know as Chinese food is not it's not Chinese food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's no such there's sweet and sour, deep fried stuff like that. I mean, you want, but you're looking for the actual real deal, right?
Real deal, yeah.
have you been to China? Have you had Chinese cuisine?
Yeah, I actually studied abroad in China for a year and spent a lot of time, especially in southwestern China, and I especially looking for Sichuanese cuisine, if anyone knows of any of those.
Great. Okay, good. How long has it been since you had it?
It's been about 2 years since I've had real good Chinese.
All right, well, we'll see if we get some leads for you. Hopefully we've narrowed it enough.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. On photo opportunities, Cindy in Duncanville says, my grandson is extremely interested in and quite good, she says, interested and quite good at wanting to take pictures of old antique buildings, signs, etc. He also needs to know if any of your audience knows of extra cool areas to take pictures of buildings, animals, or really cool stuff, as he puts it. Anybody have any suggestions for Cindy's grandson for cool places to take pictures of old stuff, buildings, signs, etc.? Well, there is Dallas Heritage Village, which we just mentioned, at Old City Park, which is in the Cedars, just across I-30 from downtown. And if depending on his age, Cindy, that might be a great place to go and take photographs because it's really authentic. I mean, the buildings are all the real deal, relocated there from all over North Texas. There's a general store, there's a church, there's a hotel, there's all that stuff there. And there's actually even like a blacksmith shop and a woodworking shop, and they have demonstrations on actual crafts. You probably check their website for times, et cetera, but that might be a good place to start. Because it's really, you know, it's very authentic. Austin emailed us on the Bluebonnets question. It says, the Denison Dam up on the Red River is a great place for bluebonnet pictures in the spring. So there's another answer on that. Andrea in Dallas says, let's see, Lowe's, Target, Whole Foods, Walmart, all recycle plastic bags. And so do supermarkets in Richardson and Plano. On the pull-up bar question, Rick in Dallas says, try Exall Park at Live Oak in Washington on the north side of the park next to the clubhouse. Lots of children equipment there that can double for pull-up bars, and often the kids aren't there. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to Bruce in Dallas. Hey, Bruce.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Just had a quick question. I've recently came across a lot of diodes, capacitors, and resistors, and was wondering if there was anyone here that bought them or recycled them.
Okay.
And for your gentleman who's wanted someone to pick up his servers, switches, and network stuff, I'd be more than happy to come pick that stuff up tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get your contact information off the air, and if he contacts us, we'll try to connect you. It's kind of tough for us to do because we do the show live for an hour each week, and if there's not an easy way to connect people, it sometimes doesn't work out, but we'll try, okay?
I understand.
Right, hold on. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Trent did. He says the zero markers, or the mile markers, are often measured from the central post office. Let's see. Althea says, this is the official word from the U.S. Department of Transportation Manual of Uniform Traffic Control Devices. The distance shown should be selected on a case-by-case basis by the jurisdiction that owns the road or by statewide policy. A well-defined central area or central business district should be used where one exists. She says, basically, it can vary. But this is the official info from the USDOT. So I guess it's case-by-case basis. And it goes on here to say, you know, where the top name, et cetera, the bottom name. It's pretty detailed here. So I guess it varies case-by-case. Let's see. Question from Monica. wondering if there's a place in Fort Worth to take sports cards and comic books to find out if they have value. So there's another one for the Fort Worth audience. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andy in Plano. Hello, Andy.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
Yeah. Could anyone tell me whatever happened to the first Saturday electronic sale that used to be held under the bridge?
Yeah, it was under Woodall Rogers, right? Right down.
I believe so.
Yeah, right down by, I guess, where the Perot Museum is now. Yeah, well, let's see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Via Twitter, you can send me your questions or answers to at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. This is from Eddie, who says, Sycamore, S-Y-K-A-M-O-R-E, near Baylor Medical Center, has great Chinese. Now, I don't know if that means it's authentic Szechuan Chinese, but Sycamore is Eddie's suggestion. Let's see. Eric and Garland emailed us, anything at kera.org, regarding the Afra restaurant in Richardson. They have a magnificent new building, almost finished, but it's not progressed any farther along. Is it just on hold? Does anyone know what's going on with the Afra, A-F-R-A-H, restaurant in Richardson? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with more of your questions and your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter is the way to do that. Let's see. From the inbox, a couple of things on plastic bags. John says, First United Lutheran Church on Mockingbird collects used plastic bags to weave into sleeping mats for the homeless. He says this is an environmentally and socially sound use for them. Thanks for that lead. Gail says the Grace Food Pantry would love all your plastic bags. So there is another lead on what to do with those plastic bags. Oh, and on the Bob Dylan's lyrics book, Jim in Arlington says, your listener asked why his new book stated hardbound or hardcover edition. Jim says the book was published in 2008 as a softcover book by Reclam Philip. I haven't heard of that publisher. So apparently this is the second edition or a new edition of the 2008 softcover. So there's an answer on that. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Ralph in Irving. Hello, Ralph.
Hi there.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, so the question was about why it's so hard to predict weather in the city of Dallas. And there's an answer that I got from one of the weather broadcasters in mm-hmm. Dallas who said that Dallas seems to be the convergence of three weather masses, weather from the Pacific, weather from Canada, and weather from the Gulf of Mexico. And whether any one of those three decides to change a little after the prediction, that really can mess up our forecast.
It sounds good to me, Ralph.
And the other one about etching, if mm-hmm. you go to the Plano Police Department, they can do etching. They'll etch your VIN, vehicle identification number, on all the windows of your car. I'm assuming the same process could work on other things.
Very good. Ralph, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's get an answer on that from Frank in Dallas. Hello, Frank.
Hi. Love your show, and just wanted to say that if you're looking to etch your laptop or anything like that, mm-hmm. The Dallas Makerspace has a laser cutter and engraver. If you want to do it yourself, that's the place to do it.
Very good. Frank, thanks for calling. It seems like the Dallas Makerspace comes up almost every week on the show now, so that sounds like a great suggestion. Let's see. From the inbox, Herrick says, for the caller wanting authentic, specifically Sichuan Chinese food, I would recommend Royal Sichuan in Richardson off of Greenville. Herrick says you'd be one of the few non-Chinese customers there, as it's totally geared toward authentic cuisine, and as the name suggests, features Sichuan cuisine, like the caller requested. Herrick says, probably some of the best Chinese I've had, and I'm from San Francisco. And that's saying something. So, Eric, thanks so much for that lead. Royal Sichuan off Richardson off of Greenville. So there is a lead on that. On the places to photograph question, Jessica says Deep Ellum has lots of great old buildings and things to photograph. It's a good lead. Carrie says old downtowns have historic buildings. Main Street in Grapevine has an old mill and train station. And you might like looking at the Instagram Texas account on Instagram or anything with the hashtag InstaDFW. So there's a couple of leads for the grandson in Duncanville who's looking for cool old stuff to photograph. And on the real Chinese food question, Joyce says, try ABC Seafood Restaurant in Arlington on East Arkansas. She says it's the real deal. ABC Seafood Restaurant on East Arkansas in Arlington. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Tom in Louisville. Hello, Tom.
Hello there. Jeff, I have a question. What would be the best and easiest way to get rid of nail fungus?
Well, of course, any kind of medical thing that comes up on the show, we always recommend you talk to your physician about, but we'll see if we get some suggestions.
Any
for you.
Home remedy, yes.
Home remedy stuff. Okay, yeah, well, we'll see if anybody has suggestions.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Hank in Plano. Hello, Hank.
Hello.
Hi there.
Chinese food, East Plano. It's called Mr. Wok, W-O-K, and it's near the intersection of 14th and Jupiter on the south. East quadrant.
All right. Mr. Wok in East Plano.
Yeah, they seem to have some traditional Chinese foods like a two-day long cooked chicken and duck that you have to pre-order before you even go there.
Wow. Okay. Well, Hank, thanks for the lead.
Okay.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. On the Afra restaurant, Cody says, hey, Jeff, I installed the phones at the restaurant, and they're simply upgrading to a bigger, newer building. So I guess that's just taking time, perhaps. Sounds like maybe it's just taking a little longer than expected. Let's see. This is from Linda, who says, I bought a musical figurine while at the Symphony recently, but it fell from my fireplace hearth onto the tile floor, and the instrument broke off. Does anyone know what I can repair it with? It's made of resin. Well, we had this glue conversation a couple of weeks ago on the show, and there are all kinds of glue products. So you might just go to your home improvement store or the hardware store and just look at all the different, whether it's super glue or epoxy or Gorilla Glue or anything. Look for something that actually says it glues those things together. So in this case, resin. And you might be able to actually execute a pretty clean um,
repair yourself. The other thing is, and this is why this came up on the show, people were talking about what the best way to clean up the, you know, what gets squeezed out when you glue two things together. And apparently, if we, which this is something I haven't done too often, if you read the instructions, there's like a cleanup part on the instructions. So make sure you get the right glue and then follow the instructions. Let us know how it goes. And if somebody has another suggestion, of course, call us 800-933-5372 or email us anything at KERA.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. On the how far it is from a city to a city and what do those signs actually mean, this is from Lee in Dallas, who says, I'm a trucker with 20-odd years under my belt, and regarding the miles to blank signs on interstates, it usually refers to the city limits or the first exit leading into the town in question. On non-interstates, city limits or the first street leading into town, but that's by no means set in stone. He says, going east on I-20, the distance to Tyler, which is several miles off the freeway, seems to indicate Tyler's city limits. Also, if you track the distance to whatever city along a great distance, say from Houston to Dallas, and compare it to mile marker readings or odometer readings, the distance changes, sometimes considerably. Reasons unknown. Lee says, at best, I consider those signs to be approximations, not to be counted on too heavily. Well, if Lee's listening now, maybe Lee can give us some feedback also on the mile marker situation. Because I like to, this is a page from my road trip manual, I usually look at the mile markers, in the city, and if I'm on the interstates, and then, sort of back calculate how far it is from each mile marker that I see to where, I'm going to make an interstate change or my final destination, et cetera. And I always felt like the mile marker distances seem to be more accurate, but I'm curious. Maybe Lee will write us back. I'm curious about, perspective on that as well. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Randy in Garland. Hey, Randy.
Good morning, Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff. I was calling for the young man that was wanting to take pictures of old buildings and stuff. And down in the east end of Deep Ellum, in the Exposition Elm area, there's a building there that's called the Sons of Herman Hall. It's 104 years old. And I've been told it's the last freestanding wooden building that's still in operation in Dallas. They're open most times Tuesday through Saturday in the evening time. You could go inside and take a lot of pictures, and you may even catch a picture of a ghost because they say the house is haunted. There's a good location.
And it's
there.
It's a very photogenic kind of building too. I mean, it's got a lot of details inside that are classic.
Yeah, it's a lot of history there. And matter of fact, they're redoing it. And also, I've learned through Dallas history that actually that east end of Dallas for a long time in the early history of Dallas was its own city in itself called East Dallas before it was incorporated into the main city.
Well, Randy, thanks for calling. Thanks for the suggestion.
Talk to you later.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Kenneth in Mesquite. Hello, Kenneth.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm a teacher at a local school system, and there are some really bad behaviors in classrooms with severely disadvantaged children. And I'm wondering if anyone has heard about using binaural beats to change the frequency of the brain. It's a simple system. You just put headphones on your ears and you listen to the music, and it changes people's brainwaves. I'm wondering if anyone, maybe there's some research that some school systems have done in using this, applying it to situations that are very difficult behavior situations.
Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer. Probably not today because we're almost out of time.
Find any answers that come up?
Well, we'll read it on the air. If it gets emailed to us between now and next Friday, we'll save it and then I'll read it on the air next week, or maybe somebody will call next week.
Great.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. A bunch of answers in the inbox. Let's see. This is from Karen in Garland, who says, I went to Szechuan cuisine in Plano and was the only Westerner in there, which I always take as a good sign. And I also agree with the suggestion of Royal Szechuan. So there is another endorsement for that from Karen. Joey says, I have friends who swear by Royal China at Royal and Preston, which is probably the most central option to consider. But I find you have a much more authentic experience and delicious meal at Jiang Chi on Greenville in Richardson, J-E-N-G-C-H-I, Jiang Chi. And Joey says, in his opinion, Kieran Court is the best place for dumplings. So there's a couple more suggestions on that. Let's see. On the first Saturday electronics sale question, Stephen says, first Saturday was held at the intersection of Ross and Central Expressway. That was the location of Heathkit Electronics many years ago. And once a month, they would have a sidewalk sale. Individual resistors, transistors, etc. were on sale for those who built their own devices, especially ham radio fans. Eventually, it became a general flea market for electronics, and Heathkit moved. And as electronic components became less discrete, individual components like resistors and more to computers with lots of integrated parts that had to be cross-checked for compatibility, the market became smaller and more specialized. But what really killed it, Stephen says, was the internet. Some vendors tried to restart it on second Saturdays in different places. You could find it online for a while, but the concept just didn't work in the internet age. So I guess that means that it's not happening anymore. So that's too bad. Stephen, thanks for the information. Let's see. D says oil of oregano for toe fungus is a home remedy. And let's see. Ryan in Denton says multiple daily applications of 100% tea tree oil, according to Ryan, has been shown to cure toenail fungus in about 20% of patients. It's by no means foolproof, he says, but it's probably the best non-prescription option. It will take the better part of a year to be completely cured, as you must wait for new healthy nails to grow out. And of course, again, we like to suggest that you talk to your physician as well on those kinds of questions. Georgianne says, in Plano, the Bluebonnet Trail, which is part of the city trail system, lives up to its name. So she says, I saw lots of families last year taking photos in the trail section near Custer Road and Spring Creek Parkway, and a good starting point is Jack Carter Park. And Van in Oak Cliff says, for good photograph locations, the old stone bridge over the stream of the Dallas Zoo is a real beauty and not something a lot of people think to photograph or draw or paint. So the subject matter will also be fresh. Well, that's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, with phone answering from Fiona Norton. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find at kera.org/anything. And, of course, email us your questions, answers, comments, and suggestions at anything@kera.org. You can find me on Twitter, @JeffWhittington. And until next week, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks so much for writing and calling in, and we'll talk then.